It's been big news for the last week. The MVP of men's professional basketball is staying in Milwaukee. Giannis Antetokounmpo re-signed with the Bucks. Let's talk about that and more as the NBA kicks off its regular season and Milwaukee plays tonight. It's The Morning Show. I'm Keeley Boltina in for Kate Archer-Kent. And you're part of this conversation. We aren't able to take calls right now, but we are taking your emails. Use ideas at WPR.org to ask us your question or share your thoughts as we talk about the Bucks. What do you think of the team's star, Giannis? What's your level of excitement this year? Are you a longtime fan or just discovering the team? What do you want to know about the Bucks strategy? Email us at ideas@WPR.org. Try to get your questions answered and your comments incorporated into our conversation with Alex Lazry. He's the senior vice president of the Milwaukee Bucks. Alex, thanks for being here on the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
Tonight is the Bucks' first regular season game. I recognize you are not an impartial party, but what do you hope to see?
You know, I think in today's first game, what we're hoping to just see is, see how all the new pieces fit together. I think we want to make sure that everyone gets out of the game healthy and that, we just start to see a little bit more of a coming together of the team. You know, we didn't have many practices or much of a preseason. So, I think as you kind of look around the league in this opening week, the basketball at times might look a little sloppy as people and players try to, get to more familiar with each other. But, I think what you're ultimately going to see is, probably the best team we've had in the time I've been here. And I couldn't be more excited about the team. And mostly what I'm hoping for is a win tonight.
Yeah. The Bucks have earned the best record in the league each of the past 2 years, but haven't been able to get to the NBA Finals. How might this season be different?
Well, I think, one thing people, I think, need to remember is it's really hard to win a championship, and it takes time. You look at Michael Jordan or LeBron or, all of the greats. It's taken them time to get over the hump, and it's taken them time. They've had to go through adversity to get there. And, the last 2 years were really our first 2 years of championship contention. And last year being one of the most unprecedented seasons you've ever seen. So I think what we've been able to do is we've gotten experience. I think we know much more what it takes to be a championship type of team. And I think this year, with the additions of Drew Holiday, DJ Augustine, Bobby Portis, and a number of others, what you're going to see is I think a team that's ready to take that next step. And, I think is one of the best in the NBA.
I mean, that brings us to talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo because, an incredible player and also, not a one-person team. Giannis is going to need support on that team so that the Bucks can achieve more. What can you say about trying to find the right group of people to make this successful?
Well, I think we've got that. I think when you look at guys like, Chris Middleton, who I think is one of the most underrated players in the NBA, I think he's a he's played at a top 15 player in the NBA level, and he doesn't get that respect. And so, I think when you look at Chris, the addition of Drew Holiday, who's one of the best two-way guards in the NBA, someone who can work the pick and roll and also create on his own while also guarding the other team's best player. Brooke Lopez is going to continue to help anchor that defense. And then, I think we've, our bench is going to be really, really good, with DJ Augustine, Bryn Forbes, Bobby Portis, and then, the additions of, guys like TJ Craig. It's going to be probably the best team we've had. And I think, with the additions that we made while also being able to keep Chris, Dante, and Brooke, you're going to see this team, I think, take that next step.
Yeah, and also keep Giannis Antetokounmpo, who re-signed with the team, meaning he could be playing with the Bucks for 5 more years. And that was unexpected for some people. What is the significance of this deal to this team?
Look, Giannis committing for the next 5-6 years, I think one shows, the significance that, Milwaukee is going to stay in the limelight and continue to, put itself on the front pages and be a major player over, you know, these next 5-6 years. You know, what Giannis brings for this city is, you know, when I remember the first year we owned the team, we went to go play in London, and everyone was just rooting for the Knicks. Knicks weren't very good, but everyone was rooting for them. You know, this past season we played in Paris. Everyone was rooting for the Milwaukee Bucks. I saw people wearing T-shirts, you know, with Milwaukee on it. If I, you know, walked around with a Milwaukee shirt, people knew where Milwaukee was and what Milwaukee was. And, you know, that type of exposure and now international prowess is something that is going to go help Milwaukee. You know, it helped us land the convention. It's going to help us land, you know, even more events, and people are now going to start to see and understand Milwaukee as the top tier city in this country that it is. And so, you know, that is something that a player like Giannis can do for a city. And you know, once we're able to bring a championship to Milwaukee, it sky's the limit for, you know, I think where Milwaukee can go.
What can you share about the deal making process?
I'm not going to share a ton, but what I can say is, you know, the entire process, you know, was about, you know, the biggest thing that Giannis cared about was making sure that this was a team that could win. And I think asking some of the questions you asked, you know, are the pieces that we brought in enough to, you know, take us to the next level? And everyone knows a championship is not guaranteed. There is no way to guarantee a championship. It's that hard. You need luck. You need, you know, skill. You need the ball to bounce the right way a few times. But I think what Giannis was able to see when he got back, you know, when he was able to be with his teammates, is see how good a lot of the players that we brought in are. And I think his love for the city, you know, is not something that you can discount. He loves Milwaukee. He loves this organization. You know, his family, you know, this is where he's lived since he moved to the States. His family loves it here. And I think those were all factors that came into play. And, you know, at the end of the day, the negotiation wasn't very hard, right? Like, you know, it was us offering him Supermax and him deciding if he wanted it. And at the end of the day, he, you know, he said this is where he wants to be. And, you know, that was something that we had always felt pretty good about, and obviously felt great when he signed on the dotted line.
We're talking with Alex Lazary, who's the senior vice president of the Milwaukee Bucks. They play their first game tonight, and we aren't able to take your calls this morning, but we are looking for your questions and your perspectives in email. Send us a note at ideas@wpr.org talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo. What do you think of the team star? What's your level of excitement about the Bucks this year? Maybe you've been able to go to a Bucks game. What moment of last season or seasons past do you remember when it comes to the Bucks? What do you want to see of your team? Email us at ideas@wpr.org. That's the best way to get us your question or to share your experience with us this morning as we're talking with a person from the Bucks. How important, Alex, is keeping this star player in Milwaukee when it comes to the business piece of it? Because one piece of it is the game, but that's tied a lot into economic factors here.
Keeping a guy like Giannis, look, the more you win, the better it is for business, right? When we are able to have fans back in the building, it leads, you know, you're able to sell more tickets. It creates more exposure. So, you know, retail sales and other sponsorship deals that, you know, you might not, you know, have otherwise been able to get are all of a sudden on the table because you've got an international superstar that that people want to be associated with and market with. And so, you know, for us as a business, it's incredible. But more importantly, for the city and state, it's incredible. You know, just being able to have this, you know, a player of this magnitude and a star of this magnitude just gives the city and state so much more exposure. You know, you're going to have people traveling from around the world to come to Milwaukee just so that they can, you know, see Giannis. And, you know, that's something that you can't really put a price on.
The new arena, Fiserv Forum, has spurred a lot of new development downtown. how can this franchise work to ensure that that doesn't lead to displacement or gentrification for those nearby communities?
You know, one of the things that we wanted to make sure that we did with this development was make sure that this was something that was part of the community and was something that was going to be open and accessible to everyone. And we wanted to make sure that whatever we built in this area was either uniquely Wisconsin or unique to Wisconsin. And so I think we've been able to do that so far with the Deer District, you know, to ensure that, you know, we aren't seeing the kind of displacement that you talk about. You know, what we have done is we've been a major part of a fund that has been created to, you know, to help out with, you know, some of the property tax increases that is happening. We're working with a ton of community groups. We're trying, you know, we're working, you know, with our foundation to ensure that we're able to, you know, really be a stalwart of the community. And, you know, look, some of it's going to have to be a matter of public policy. Like, we don't control, you know, property taxes or anything like that. But, you know, our goal has always been to be as open and as part of the community as possible and work with as many partners, especially where we are, because that's our home. That's, you know, that's our base. And we want to make sure that everyone who's there, you know, knows that we just want to, you know, be part of their community and help in any way we can. So, you know, we're working with a ton of partners on the ground to ensure that, you know, that we're able to help in any way that we can.
Our guest is Alex Lazary with the Milwaukee Bucks. He stays with us as we talk basketball ahead of the team's first regular season game tonight. And we're going to talk about racial justice initiatives ahead. Still time for your email at ideas@WPR.org. I'm Keely Boltina. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Wisconsin professional sports teams have created the Equity League. The Packers, the Brewers, and the Bucks are part of an initiative to generate investments in businesses created by Black and Latinx entrepreneurs. This is The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina. We're exploring racial and economic justice initiatives now with Senior Vice President of the Milwaukee Bucks, Alex Lazary. We're taking your questions and your perspectives at ideas@WPR.org. You can email us there. Wondering what your reflection is of the team's advocacy for racial justice. How would you like to see sports franchises contribute to their communities and equality? Or what are you anticipating ahead of tonight's first regular season game from the Bucks? You can email us those questions and thoughts at ideas@WPR.org. Alex, what do you hope the project, the Equity League, achieves?
Yeah, with the Equity League, our hope is that, you know, what we're able to do is spur more investment in you know, with startups for, you know, who are people of color and that are our social impact funds. You know, I think some of the stats around it is, you know, I think it's only like 1-3% of all, you know, venture money goes to startups that are, you know, owned by people of color. And, you know, that's something that, you know, just shows how difficult it is for that type of capital to be deployed to these communities. And that type of inequity is something that we're hoping that, you know, we can shine a little bit of light on and hopefully play our part in leveling that playing field. And then, you know, also helping with, you know, social impact firms that and startups that are looking to make a difference. So, you know, where this is not going to be a silver bullet for anything. But I think what we were really hoping for was, you know, what was something that we could do now that would have an impact. And that, you know, that would have some real change, because I think a lot of the change that we need is going to take some time. And we know that. And so what were some of the concrete things we could do now, that we thought could have a measurable impact? And the Equity League, you know, being able to team up with the Brewers and Packers, and use our, you know, our combined heft to bring some spotlight on this issue while also bringing some capital to us was really important.
Sports Illustrated gave the Bucks the 2020 Team of the Year award for their work promoting racial justice. What do you know about the importance of these initiatives like the Equity League for the players?
No, I think, one, we were honored to, to be given, the Team of the Year. Usually that goes to a team that, that won the championship. And I think what we were able to show was some things are bigger than, bigger than sports and more important than sports. And, the work around, social and racial justice, while, I'm so proud of what we were able to do, we were not alone in that. I think we helped do some really important things, but the NBA, the Players Association, you look at like what LeBron was able to, to accomplish with more than a vote. There were a lot of people that did a lot of really incredible things, when it came to social and racial justice. What I think the Equity League can help bring, and what I think it means to the players is it's just another show of commitment, from the organization on, on stuff that is real and concrete and putting our money where our mouth is. There's a lot we can do. Boycotting a game is incredible. And it does bring a ton of national spotlight on something. But the flip side of that is, what can we do with our resources also right now, to make sure that we're having a measurable impact. And, hopefully this Equity League, is going to be able to do that and, have an effect, in the near term as we continue to work with all our partners and people around the country to ensure that we also have the long-term change that we're looking for.
Alex Lazary is the Senior Vice President of the Milwaukee Bucks, and we're talking about racial justice and basketball here on The Morning Show, taking your emails at ideas@WPR.org. And, Alex, some of the actions do draw some criticism, I guess. I mean, here's an email from Matt in Wausau who says, "It's a shame our most segregated city has the money to give a basketball player $50 million. And Matt is concerned that society has mixed up goals. I mean, there's a business aspect to this, Matt. And then there's also this social justice work. Help us understand how those coexist for you."
Yeah, I don't know that I would say that the city didn't give Giannis right. Any money, right? Like that was the Milwaukee Bucks, and that's driven by, sports is a very big business, and there are a ton of people that that are in it. And look, I think what's interesting about sports is, it's something that I think goes beyond just, the money that's given to the players. And the players make a lot of money and they do a lot of good with that money too. Let's not forget like all the stuff that Giannis, and all of our players have done in the community. Fiserv Forum has been a huge source of pride and I think impact for Milwaukee. You just kind of look at all of the events and money that it was able to bring to the city, it's kind of short lifespan. But that's also why, like, I don't disagree. And I think a lot of people agree that, sports does have an obscene amount of money in it. And that's why we've always tried to set an example of being a great corporate citizen. You look at what Giannis, Chris, and some of our players did at the beginning of this pandemic in leading the way to ensuring that we created a fund for our workers who weren't going to be able to work at Fiserv Forum anymore. For everything that's happened in the arena, we've tried to make sure that anyone who works there is treated right and gets paid a fair and living wage. We signed a deal with our labor union to, pay $15 an hour. As a minimum wage in the arena. We give people the right to organize and form a union. And so, I think what we've been trying to do is set an example that you can be a good corporate citizen and have that be good business. And, that's something we've been trying to do. And, I think it's borne fruit. We were able to bring the largest convention that you could ever get in the Democratic National Convention to come to Milwaukee, which shined even greater light on the city. So, I don't disagree that, the players and sports and everything, it's, there's big money involved. But I also think we have to look at, you know, the impact that it brings, that I think goes beyond just the basketball court, and what it can do for a city and in bringing resources to it. And, you know, if all that doesn't do it, don't forget about the income taxes that Giannis is going to have to pay on that money.
Fair. And Alex, I mean, you brought it here. You served as the finance chair for the Milwaukee Host Committee for the Democratic National Convention. Pandemic happened. The convention didn't bring the people or the big economic boost Milwaukee was hoping for. Do you think we'll get a do-over?
I'm not sure about that. I think it's too early to know. But what I do know is what happened, you know, with the convention, while we didn't get the $200 million of economic impact, we can't, I think, discount the impact that had just by having the convention awarded to us. You know, I don't think there's anyone who was more disappointed than I was that the convention wasn't able to, you know, to happen. And, you know, I remember over those 4 days, how perfect those days were in Milwaukee, and how sad I was that people weren't there to enjoy it. But what it also did was it elevated us. And what it hopefully showed us as a community is when we go up against cities like Houston and Miami, we can beat them. And Houston and Miami are, you know, big convention cities. They host Super Bowls and Final Fours. And we went up against them and we won. And we were awarded the biggest convention because they thought, okay, Milwaukee would best be able to handle it. And that's something that I think we need to take to heart and continue to go big when we're, you know, trying to think about, you know, where Milwaukee can go and what, you know, Milwaukee can do.
Right. And at this point, I'm not sure if you're talking about the DNC or the Bucks anymore because of those cities and everything. Alex,
it goes hand in hand.
Yeah. Alex, thank you so much for your time this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Alex Lazary is the senior vice president of the Milwaukee Bucks. Just ahead, we're talking with NPR's Patty Hirsch about all things economics. I'm Keely Boltina. It's The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.